USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump with a warning to Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium. He was asked by reporters at the White House yesterday whether he had any message to the Iranian leaders about that.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Iran having confirmed yesterday it has stockpiled more enriched uranium than was allowed in a 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump says he will put the U.S. military on full display during July 4th celebrations, including even tanks along the National Mall.
Got to be pretty careful with the tanks because the roads have a tendency not to like to carry heavy tanks, so we have to put them in certain areas.
Meanwhile, the feds are warning Americans about possible domestic terrorism incidents over the 4th of July holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump confirming that his administration is, in his words, looking at possibly delaying the 2020 census after the Supreme Court recently blocked the administration from adding a question about citizenship status on the decennial survey. The president telling reporters,
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal. I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection investigating what it's referring to as disturbing social media activity on a Facebook group that might include a number of Border Patrol employees. A ProPublica report issued yesterday saying the group has about 9,500 members who have joked about migrant deaths and have made crude comments and posts about Latino members of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is in Chicago today, in town for the final day of the Rainbow Push Coalition's annual convention. Earlier in the events, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar spoke, as did U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard. And yesterday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio attended and spoke at a women's luncheon associated with that Push convention, and he spoke about changes that had been made in New York to policing policies.
There were 150,000 fewer arrests than 5 years earlier. 150,000 fewer arrests, and we got safer. If you want to end mass incarceration, don't arrest people to begin with who don't need to be arrested.
The leader of Mexico says he wants to do away with his nation's army. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador saying if it were up to him, he would disband the army and put national security in the hands of the country's newly formed National Guard. An Apollo 11 moon landing videotapes could net someone about $2 million. A former NASA intern, Gary George, paid $217 for the tapes at a government surplus auction in the 70s. Now they're expected to be the biggest draw at a new auction on July 20th, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.